Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first full week of November 2025. Beautiful fall weather out here at Camp Courageous. The trees are changing, and it's just been a gorgeous time to have campers here. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time or materials or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. For years, the board and I have been talking about the process of finding a successor for my position. By August of 2024, the board and I came up with a plan. We made the announcement on January 15th of this year. 9 months went by and nothing was clearly coming to the top. However, we did have a better understanding of how AI played a huge role in people applying for positions, and also the need to vet people was super important. I went to Craig Stadmiller, who was director of the Jones County Regional Center, and asked him to please apply. Craig is an exceptional individual. He displays all the traits that I think is ideal for this position. Number one, and most important for me, is he is a good person. He has unswerving integrity, and I would trust him with anything. I will be turning all my emails, everything I have for the past 45 years and all the history over to him, so trust is a major issue. And I look forward to Craig growing camp like it's never been grown before. Craig will start the new position on January 5th, and we'll be going together with that transition for a while. Craig has been overseeing programs that connect students and educators in the communities through innovative learning experiences at Kirkwood here in Jones County. As Camp Courageous has been challenged with staffing since COVID, Craig is going to be the ideal person at the ideal time. He's also a longtime Osceola Community School District board member, and right now he serves as president of our school board. He is known for his thoughtful leadership, collaborative decision-making, and unwavering commitment to community service. To quote our board president, Mary Van Houten, who is our board chair right now, Craig brings a unique blend of experience, compassion, and community connection. His leadership philosophy, heart of first service, and personal ties to Camp Courageous make him an extraordinary fit for this role. Craig's connection to the camp runs very deep. His sister, Kim Stadmiller, has been attending camp for many, many years and treasures her experiences here. That personal bond gives Craig an intimate understanding of the camp's profound impact on the campers and their families. Quote, Camp Courageous has touched my family in a very real way, Craig shared. I've witnessed firsthand the joy and confidence and the sense of belonging it brings to campers like my sister. It's an honor to join a place that has given so much to so many. Craig and his wife Lisa reside in Monticello with two children. So we welcome Craig aboard, and we look forward to working with him in the coming months. Had a great pool party on Friday night here at camp. Lots of campers. A wonderful time was had by all. This is a respite weekend, meaning that campers came in on Friday night and they'll leave on Sunday. Parents have come out and brought those campers out, and the weekend is full of activities. We also had an emergency respite care in the past week. We had our good friend Peyton come in. His family's home had burned down. And we're always here for people. When your back is up against the wall, Camp Courageous will be here. And that's all part of our emergency respite program. Our travel campers are at Universal. They're having a wonderful time down there. A lot going on, from Dr. Seuss Land to River Adventures to T-Rex, Jurassic Park, you name it. They are having a fun time. Just so much that goes on at Universal, and they are going to be full of energy and excitement when they come back. A big thank you to our friends at Hills Town and Country. We'll be giving a program down there this coming Friday. It's like a homecoming down there. Wonderful people in Hills, Iowa. And also on Sunday, I'll be in Mount Pleasant for our annual visit with their Knights of Columbus. And Camp Courageous is always looking for great staff. We recruit the best, treat them the best, and hopefully they make a career out of Camp Courageous. If you're interested in being a counselor or any position here at Camp Courageous, get a hold of us. In the camp's main lodge right now is our winter sale. It'll be going from now into March. So we appreciate all those people that have been bringing things to us and all of our great shoppers. Light the World giving machines will be available at the Coleridge Mall starting around November 20th through December 9th. It's an opportunity to go to a vending machine and get things that camp dearly needs. Camp Courageous fruitcakes are now available. Independent locations include the Amana Meat Market, Oxshoke Inn, Cascade Brothers Markets, Brubaker Lodge in Davenport, the Tysons in Dubuque, Big G's in Marengo, Sam's Main Street Market in Solon, Family Foods in Tipton, along with most Fairway stores and a number of IV stores. So get your fruitcakes now. We have them out and available. A big thank you to the Delaware County Pheasants Forever, who donated several acres to specialized seed for the Pitlick Observatory area. Our need of the week are holiday gifts for the campers. Santa's going to be coming in no time, and he needs things to hand out. Our sympathy goes out to the family and friends of Wanda Siebels Aronson from Webster, New York, who passed away. Her memorial has come to camp. Her and her husband provided the multi-purpose field, a memorial for Gail Aronson, and in honor of Kevin and Doug Aronson. Great people. Also, Dave Fisher passed away. He was living down in Fort Myers, Florida. Ruth Kruckenberg, who was 95 from Loudon, passed away, longtime supporter of the camp. So our sympathy goes out to her family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.